Continuing with our poisonous pedagogue, deception. Oh, no. I wanted to be slick and I wasn't. This is Alice's comment on our poisonous pedagogue. Deception seems to be a universal method of control, even in pedagogy. Here too, as in the political sphere, ultimate victory is presented as the successful resolution of the conflict. And my comment on this comment by Alice, no matter how much blood is spilled in the process, no matter the cost of so many souls lost, I've noticed in the tracking of me, abroad, public, US, and by public, I'm a subset of folks of what I've seen, USPS, the US Postal Service, AC Transit, PG&E, these trucks and vehicles used, repeatedly over and over, and it's too frequent to be. It's just not plausible for it to be coincidence. Berkeley Fire Department and Public Works and Berkeley, City of Berkeley in general, maybe the buck should stop with that mayor, Tom Bates. I think we got us a closet totalitarian there. And it doesn't seem he's in the closet anymore. Dang. I mean, I have been truly, truly stunned by this. And in reading the Daily Californian, these heads just recently changed. I don't know what's up with that. The head of the Berkeley Fire and Public Works. Anyway. And then this thing called East Bay Paratransit. And when I asked, I think I mentioned this at a previous show, a firefighter why they were parked in that parked. And this is another thing. It's like, these are big vehicles parked with the flashers going, right? I think I've mentioned this too, seen regular cars in their driveways. Just, it's just anything to help, I suppose. So there's also been the private guys. Oh, the firefighter, when I said, why are you parked there? He said, dispatch. See, that's plausible deniability. Dispatch, dispatch. It ain't anybody but dispatch. And if it's with these private vehicles a lot, if it's something like Uber or something, there's nothing to tie these folk to anything but, it's like a dispatch. Go here, do this. Your money will be deposited, I guess. And then there's been the private vehicles, aside from the individual cars, I'm talking about the private companies, UPS, FedEx, Waste Management, Penske, Truck Rental, and AT&T and Comcast, go without saying. Lots of smaller businesses, vans and trucks. A broad public-private partnership is going on. The level of coordination and cooperation across various government departments and between public and private, the fact that so many people could be mobilized so instantly and easily using the technology that we all made, created, and that we need to get free. These are our inventions. This can be done simply because all humans, underclass, are subject to hierarchical organization. Hierarchy has got the whole world structured for the ease and benefit of power, of rule. And as money can buy anything, they set it up that way. They can buy top spots for days. And when they own the top spots, they own the lot, as they have no end of cash, hoarded specifically for this moment. That being so, hierarchy is not something we can allow in our story. In our we the people's story, the fact that all humans are organized hierarchically is due most fundamentally because a few were told or told themselves a story called scarcity. It goes like this: there is not enough for all. Only the best deserve to be fed. Only the best deserve to be rewarded. This is the abandoned child's story, who set off on a quest to prove the truth of scarcity, the story he was told, and to prove himself deserving. This is the only story we living underclass have ever been told. Even Marxism is but a version of it. It's never been discussed. All the disciplines are based on it because the entire scam by which power rules depends on it. That to get free, we must challenge it, I believe, is obvious.